Welcome to the Hive Podcast, a show that helps inspire you to pursue your passions and ambitions. My name is Jared Spink, and I'm your host. I'm a photographer, videographer, and entrepreneur. Join me as I sit down with other entrepreneurs and creators to learn more about their process, how they've built communities around their brands, and the experiences they've had along the way. I hope that these conversations inspire you to pursue your goals. You're listening to the Hive Podcast. Hey guys, welcome back to the Hive Podcast. As always, thank you for watching or listening. However you're consuming the content, I really do appreciate your guys' support each and every week. And as always, I have a fantastic guest this week. I actually just got done recording a podcast for his podcast, and it was a great conversation. So now he's coming on the show. We can dive into his podcast, his YouTube channel, his creativity. And if you love tech, you might know this guest. This is Patrick, known as Patrick Rambles, everywhere on social media. Patrick, what's up, man?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
Good, man. Good. Thanks for the time. I had a blast on your podcast just a little bit ago. It was a ton of fun with you and your co-host, and we're going to dive into that. But for our guests that aren't familiar with you, what is your channel all about? I mean, I kind of alluded to it that it's about tech, but tell me what your channel is about, or tell the listeners.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about it a little bit earlier, but I'm definitely a tech head, much like yourself. And basically, I have been a consumer of YouTube tech channels for a long time, and I've always enjoyed watching those channels, buying all that stuff, buying all the gear, the knickknacks, you know, the accessories. And then I decided, you know, why not make a YouTube channel myself? It seems like a lot of fun, you know, and I was always, I didn't know how to hold a camera, but it was into cameras. I wanted to learn how to do it. And then COVID came around, of course. And, you know, I had all this extra time. I'm still running my business, but I didn't have a commute. I didn't have all that time wasted. So I decided, you know, if this isn't a great time, then what is? So I decided to start my channel. And what is it about? It's basically about all the tech that I love. And that often boils down to Apple stuff. So it's iPads, iPhones, you know, MacBooks, but also other things. But that's kind of the core of my channel.
That's awesome. I mean, I'm a huge Apple guy. I think every device that I have is Apple, phone, iPad, computer. I mean, once you're in their ecosystem, it is very difficult to get out or even expand on something else because it all just works so well together and works horribly with everything else. I would love to know the early days of your channel though. So let's dive into that. Tell me about that first video. Tell me about the process that went into it. What was it even about? And how nervous were you to hit that upload button?
I was extremely nervous at the upload button. I was also extremely nervous to be in front of a camera. I'm still nervous. I mean, this is kind of new to me. I'm not often a guest on a show like this. So whenever there's a, you know, novelty to something or it's a new challenge, I get a tiny bit nervous. But I think that's good. It's good nerves. My first video was actually on how to apply a paper-like. It was a paper-like screen protector to the iPad. Because I wanted to start my channel based on the iPad, I just bought the iPad Pro, which was my first Apple product after having used a lot of Samsung products for many years. And one of the things I bought, because I really wanted to use an Apple Pencil for note-taking, was a paper-like, but it was an absolute nightmare to get that thing on there. And I thought maybe, you know, I could help some people by showing them how to do it. It's an absolutely terrible video in many, many ways. But it actually, you know, ended up getting a couple thousand views over time.
That's awesome. It's awesome that I got that many views over time. I would love to know, you know, looking back at that video, what did you learn from it? And if you could fix something in that video, if you could go back and remake that video, what would you fix or address?
I think I would try not to be so stiff. And, you know, I was very formal. I tried to be like, I don't know. I don't really know how to explain it, but I wasn't being myself. I wasn't having fun. I was just being like, okay, I need to do this now. I need to look good, sound good. And it was robotic. And the second thing I would really change is the quality. But of course, you know, that's just how it goes. Like I said, I never held a camera. You know, all I used was my phone so far. I had this Sony M6, which was almost a point and shoot. And it was on auto, and I had no idea about white balance. I was filming underneath tungsten LEDs, so it just looked yellow. It was just terrible.
That's awesome. I mean, that sums it up for a lot of people when they first get started. I mean, you have this passion to want to create something, but you really don't know the process yet or how to use the tools that you have to get a good quality image. And that should never hold you back, right? Like, it didn't hold you back. What were some of the first things you started to address and fix along the way? I mean, you started off not knowing really much about cameras, which is totally fine. And I think that's perfectly okay. Like, you should get started whether you know how to use a camera or not. But what were the things that you took away from that and you started to address and get better at right off the bat?
Yeah, I think I was a little bit naive because I thought, you know, if I have a camera, not a phone, then ultimately or, you know, immediately my quality will skyrocket and I will have camera quality, not phone quality. Of course, that's not true at all. And so the first thing I started addressing is first my set, basically, if you can call it that. I was just basically trying to put something together that looked not like a living room. And the second thing I did was change lighting. I think, and I still to this day, I think lighting is the most important thing, probably even more important than cameras, maybe equally important to audio, but lighting is that definitely the first thing I bought was a softbox.
Yeah. Lighting is so, so important. Like right now, if you guys are watching the visual, right, it doesn't matter what kind of camera you have. If you don't have lighting, like I'll turn off my lights and I'm black. It's bright in my office. I have my background lights on. Like, it's super bright in my office. This is how I would work in it. But for video, like, it's horrible. I got to turn these back on. I can't even see myself. So lighting definitely is so, it's so important. It's way more important than the camera that you're using. You can use your iPhone. Just get proper lighting to start with. That's such great advice. And also the fact that, like, you even admitted that, like, oh, I have a camera. Like, I'll get camera quality now, right? The tools matter only if you know how to use them, right? That's the only way they're going to work. Like, I have a hammer. Can I build a house? No, because I wouldn't know how to use the hammer to build a house. Like, I mean, I kind of know how to use a hammer, but I don't know how to build a house. So you got to learn technique, right? I guess is the point I'm trying to drive across. So how did your channel start to progress over time? Did it start to take off right off the bat? Tell me about the hard work that went in to get it to where it's at now, because you're at where are you at now? You're at, man, almost 31,000 subscribers. That's huge. That's a lot of growth in a short amount of time. So tell me about that journey and the work that went into it. How did the channel start to grow?
I'm just glancing over to my right because I have this little YouTube counter there that keeps me motivated. And I think
that's awesome.
Just about 31 today, actually. I don't know if it just hit it or just about to. In the beginning, of course, it was very difficult. The first 100 subscribers are difficult, I think, for most people. I mean, I've seen people just take off for, you know, whatever reason, and they're just at 100,000 in no time. But most people, most of us regular people, have a very difficult time starting. I didn't really have a plan. I just knew that I wanted to make some videos about the stuff that I loved, that I bought, and, you know, that I wanted to talk about. I was talking to my friends and my family all the time. I was driving them crazy with my enthusiasm for these products they didn't really care about. So I thought, you know, find an audience that does care about it and kind of nerd out with them. And so I was lucky in a way that this my first product was a 2020 iPad Pro, which had basically just launched. So it was super popular. And I think that really helped. My first videos were on that and they kind of took off, you know, for a beginner. My videos got about 5,000 views or something, which for me was huge at that time.
Yeah, that's really big.
So from the beginning, it went actually quite well. I got to my watch hours way before my subscribers to get monetized, that is. And then it took me about till the end of the year, end of December. So I started in April 2020 and I ended up with 5,000 subscribers in the beginning of January 2021. And now at the end of this year, it will be roughly 32,300 probably. So this year has been really good for my channel.
So let's dive into that success, because I think a lot of people might be curious on I mean, that's a lot of subscribers in a relatively short amount of time. A lot of people have been on the platform for years and don't have nearly that. I mean, me included, but it's because I'm not that consistent. So tell me about the techniques you've implemented to get to where you're at now and have the growth that you've seen.
Well, I can't be sure, you know, why it happened and why, because like I said, there's people that are growing way faster, but there's also people that are growing much slower. And so I stopped measuring myself against other people, you know, quite early on, because it's quite depressing. If you want to, if you're wondering why this guy is growing faster than me, it just doesn't make sense. So a couple of things that I did that I think really did help was to try and be consistent. Like in the beginning, I thought, you know, one video a week, but then I was like, I don't really have time this week. I also run a business during the day, which is, you know, quite busy. And I didn't really prioritize YouTube. But fairly early on, I did notice that whenever I was consistent, whenever I did put out that one video a week, I would definitely see a difference. And then I just decided, I really like this. I really want to grow this channel. I'm serious about this. So I started doing two videos a week, not every week, but most weeks. And that also sort of accelerated the growth. I think the one thing I did that really helped was invest everything back into my channel. So whenever there's a bit of income or some sponsorship or whatever, I invested into better gear. I slowed that down a little bit now because I think, you know, I have the good camera, I have the lights now. I don't need to buy everything now. And like we were talking about this a little bit earlier in the stream, you were talking about buying this new drone because, excuse me, because you wanted it, not necessarily needed it, right? And I'm there as well. There's these things like jibs or sliders that I really like and that I want to buy, but that I don't really need. But I do think that investing in that kind of stuff did help me improve the quality of my videos a lot. And I do see that in the comments that people appreciate the quality of the videos. So I think that could have helped. And also the topic. I mean, Apple is just really popular. And, you know, trying to jump on the new iPhone, the new iPad. I do a lot of recurring things. So apps, accessories. I make it into a series and I tell people that it's a series. So if you like this stuff, please subscribe because there's going to be more. And that seems to resonate with people. So those videos do particularly well in subscribers.
You brought out a good point. I mean, you said it right at the beginning is consistency. Consistency was super important to your growth. And I mean, that plays a huge role into the algorithm in YouTube. But it also plays a factor for you because it gets you in the habit. I mean, it's just like working out, right? Using those muscles. It gets easier the more consistent you are. You can pump out videos quicker. The quality gets better because you're learning along the way. A consistency can be so beneficial as a creator, and it has so many benefits in itself. But you also mentioned that you have a full-time job. Like, you have YouTube, and then you have a job. And lately, I've been talking to a lot of people that are full-time creators. Would you consider yourself a full-time creator? Like, do you consider yourself having two jobs, or would you not consider yourself a full-time creator?
I mean, I do run a business, a totally different business during the day, I would say, but it's not really like that. I mean, there's people that do it during the day and then they have the evenings for YouTube. For me, it's like I'm doing my regular work and then every free minute I have goes into YouTube. And of course, my other free minutes go into my family, but YouTube is like, it's definitely a second job. It's a second career. I very much view it as a startup business. I want to grow it. And I also see that it's not just the videos that you post on YouTube, but there are so many opportunities that come your way because of YouTube, like little side avenues and people that want you to make a video for them or, you know, work with them and, you know, give them some advice on their new tech product. And that's really awesome. And I have so much fun with it. So I really think that I want to grow this further. And I do really view it as a second business.
That's great. You know, for people that are just starting out and looking back when you just started to be consistent, tell me, how did you manage it? How did you manage your time? You just said you use any like spare minute you have during the day for YouTube. But when you were just starting out, for those that are are at that point now. Tell me, walk me through your time management, how you balance, or how you did balance, you know, full-time job, family, and then trying to start YouTube. And what advice do you have for someone that's you know, going through that right now?
I mean, it's different for everyone, of course, but for me, I'm obsessive when it comes to these things, right? I commit to this and I want this to work. So I'm all about it the entire time. I'm thinking about it the whole time and I'm working on it the whole time. And I just want it to grow. So I'm constantly at it. But I mean, my advice would be to try and make, to try not to have YouTube, how should I put this? It's difficult to explain, but not to have YouTube cut into your business or vice versa. So you do need to keep it separate and make sure that you don't, you know, have that enthusiasm for YouTube make you less effective in your other business, if you know what I mean. So it's really important to keep that structured. And you know, like you said, it's structure and consistency. So do your 4 hours of work or whatever you need for your business, and then do those 2 hours that you promise yourself, do them. Don't do any less, maybe also not more, but just do them. And just keep doing it all the time. And eventually you'll get quicker about things. You know your equipment better. You have a little bit of a system doing videos. So things will get a lot easier as you go. But in the beginning, you just need to, you know, put your head down, commit and work hard.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, it's different for everyone. I think the most important thing is to find a way to fit it in where it doesn't seem like a chore. Because if you fit it in, if you struggle to fit it in and it starts to feel like a chore, it's going to rob you of your joy. And that's going to come across in your videos. And your videos won't be as good. You won't grow as quickly. You won't be as consistent because it's a chore. So you just have to take an honest look at your schedule and figure out how you can fit it in. And maybe it's uploading only once a week or maybe every other week to start. But find a way to be consistent and still find joy doing it. So don't overstretch yourself and it'll get quicker and you'll be able to do more as you get better at it. So tell me, as a tech review channel and reviewing apps, kind of walk me through your process, all right? You got a new product, you're gonna do a review. Where do you start?
I start with doing some real research, you know, into the product. I don't like reading briefs and then basically doing a video based on the brief and just showing it from fancy angles. I don't like reading spec sheets. So I do make sure that I spend some serious time with the product or the app. And then what I do is not explain how the product works, but how I use it in my daily workflow and how I think you might be using it in yours. You know, I always try to sort of look at it from a user's perspective and not so much from a buyer's perspective, but a user perspective, if that makes sense. So I'm not so much about specs. I'll mention them if they're relevant. I just list them on the screen or, you know, quickly glance over them. And then I just talk about how I use this. So what is that? How does that make my day better? This piece of equipment, or what do I use this iPhone for? Why did I upgrade to the mini and not the Pro Max? Or why does this iPad make sense in my workflow? And I think that makes the video a little bit interesting. I personally also like to watch videos that are a bit more about storytelling and a little bit less about, you know, the color and, you know, the specs and the nits in the screen. And we all know that we can read the box.
Yeah. I mean, I appreciate that, right? Because if I'm going to buy a product, at least for me, right? Because I'm a techie, like I love gear. I know the specs. I've looked at the specs. I know the speed or the battery life or whatever the spec is. But I want to know, like, what does that do for me as a user, right? Not necessarily as a consumer because I'm buying the latest and greatest, but like as a user, how does that translate? How do those specs translate to me actually using the product and what are the benefits? So it's awesome that you tackle that because a lot of people will just do the top, you know, the top sheet, the specs and what it has. I want to know, how does that benefit me? So that's awesome that you do that. Let's transition now a little bit and talk about podcasting, because just like half an hour ago, we ended a podcast for your podcast. So you recently started a podcast. Why don't you tell us the name of it? And you also have a co-host. So why don't you introduce your co-host as well?
Yeah. So My co-host is Alex from Alex Guerin Tech. And Alex and I started roughly at the same time doing similar content on YouTube. So we found each other on Twitter, and we talk basically every day. We have a little group of fellow creators that are at similar levels, and you know, we bounce ideas off each other. And Alex also has his own business during the day. So we're just, you know, entrepreneurs. We like to do new things. And one of those things is podcasts. You know, we like listening to them, and we just wanted to try it to see what it's like, to see if we can do it as well. And we're total noobs. We know nothing about it. We're just getting started. You probably noticed this in the one we just finished. I mean,
I had a blast.
It was very fun, but there's tons that we can improve. So this is very much a new venture and something that I'm extremely interested in exploring further. But it's definitely not something I would feel comfortable advising anyone. I'm just green, very green.
So what are the things you think you guys can improve on? Because there's things I feel like I can improve on, but it's been a long time since I started the podcast. So tell me the struggles that you guys are going through right now starting, because you guys are only like 5 or 6 episodes in, right? So tell me the struggles that you're going through and things that you guys want to improve on, or you think you need to improve on, because I thought it was pretty good.
And, you know, they're all fun, but I feel like let me put it this way. When I do these podcasts, because they're also live on YouTube, which adds a little bit of an element of awkwardness, if you will. The other thing is that makes it a little tricky is that the fact that we are co-hosts and we're not in the same space. So it's kind of difficult to establish who's talking when. You know, when do we transition to a new topic? It's kind of all over the place. So we definitely need to get a bit more structure in there. And I think we can also do a little bit better at, coordinating with the people that we're interviewing, if you will. So it's a little bit more, it's less robotic.
Learning curve, right? You guys are going to get through it. And the more that you guys podcast together, you're going to pick up on each other's vibes and where the conversation is going to go and who's going to pick up what. And that just comes with time and working together. How did you guys connect and tell me about the motivation behind the podcast? Like, what was kind of some of the motivating factors that went into it?
Well, actually, I don't know if it was the podcast or the live streaming that interested us first, but we kind of had the idea that it, you know, wasn't mutually exclusive. We could just do both. Which maybe not, in retrospect, might not have been the greatest idea. It's difficult to start with doing it like that. But so we met on Twitter. I mean, like most people, he commented on my stuff and I, you know, checked out his channel. I was already talking to a few other creators on some chat in Telegram. And I just said, you know, you should join us because you seem to be into this stuff just as much as we are. And so we talk every day and we, like I said, we bounce ideas off each other, which, by the way, if you start a channel, find people that do the same thing and talk to them. It's the best thing I've ever done. It's definitely the most valuable thing I did is create a little community of fellow creators, because YouTube is a lonely place, or could be a lonely place. But if you do it together, it's so much fun. It's just a little sidetrack there. But with Alex, so that's how we basically met. We became good friends, I'd say. And then we just decided that, why not do this podcast? I had this idea and he's like, okay, that sounds really cool. Let's do it. And, we did a couple now and, see where it goes.
Yeah. I loved it. You guys are doing great. I think it's going to go far. I can't say more about it. Like, you're just going to have to go listen to it, guys. It'll be linked down in the show notes in the description, but you'll have to check it out. Where do you see the podcast going? These are the early days. What are the big goals for the podcast?
I think, what we need to do now is to sit together and have a little bit of a plan for 2022. I've noticed that, you know, that helped my YouTube channel to be consistent and have a bit of structure. And it's definitely also going to be necessary for a podcast if we want to make this into a success. And I don't really believe in doing things, you know, willy-nilly. So I think that's what we're going to do next year. Try to get some structure, try to decide on a frequency. So do we want to do it every month or every 2 months? And then just also stick to it and just have a plan on how to improve every episode, who we want to talk to, etc.
Well, Patrick, I've enjoyed having you on the show and learning about your creative journey from starting, your YouTube channel with just a phone and some bad lighting and how it's progressed to where it's at now, possibly hitting 31,000 subscribers today as we're recording this, which is awesome. Congratulations. And the podcast, you guys are going to have a lot of success. You guys have a good dynamic together as co-hosts. Very, very good dynamic. And so that listeners pick up on that. So you guys are going to go far. I appreciate it. Appreciate your time. Thanks for having me on your show. Thanks for coming on mine. If people want to follow your journey, what are all the things on all the things where they can find you?
Not that many things, actually. I'm on YouTube. I'm surprisingly inactive on Twitter and Instagram. I do have them, but you will see that I have barely any followers there. But I'm trying to be a little bit more active. But you know, YouTube is time consuming enough, so we'll get there.
Well, guys, I hope you enjoyed this conversation with Patrick. If you want to go follow him, it's at Patrick Rambles, basically everywhere on social, Instagram, Twitter, and of course, most importantly, YouTube. It'll all be linked down in the show notes or the description of the video if you're watching the podcast on YouTube. As always, guys, I really appreciate your support. I appreciate you guys listening each and every week, and I'll talk to you guys next week.